from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
By the way, you know, when someone called up earlier and said that we were bickering like Kay and Flaherty, we never talked about that whole exchange. Now, do you know what that caller was referencing?
Yes, I do.
All right. So I guess the two of them got into it in a weird way during a broadcast recently about how Michael Kay wasn't talking to Flaherty on the bus.
Yeah, yeah.
Was it a real thing, though?
I don't know. John was probably, you know, just having some fun, and Michael may have taken it seriously, and then the next day they hugged it out because somebody wrote about it.
Oh, did they hug it out the next day?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I'm just happy for them because they seem to be like a happy broadcasting couple when they work together. Maybe it just didn't sound that way for that one day.
I know that you love John Flaherty.
It's the Flaherty Report with John Flaherty.
Yeah, you absolutely love the guy.
I love some John Flaherty because he's not afraid to criticize and he tells you like it is and he sees the game from a catcher's eyes. And there's nothing like a catcher. I'm serious. I don't mind the other guys, but I'm just saying catchers have to take into account everything.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. No, they do. There's nothing like the catcher.
Especially when it comes to handling the pitching staff.
Yes, certainly. But I guess, I mean, if you're in that booth all the time, the one thing that was interesting
to
me is,
but they're not in that booth all the time. That's the thing. There's like 97 guys they run through there.
The one thing that was interesting to me during that exchange back and forth was when Michael Kay said, well, I hear that you tell management that you'd rather work with Rucco. I was like, oh, maybe this thing is real. You see this, Al?
Maybe he was messing with John. I don't know. John was messing with him, and then he was messing with John.
I think it might have been real.
I never clicked on it because I read the initial story. Then I read that they were all good the next day, and I was like, I just didn't click on it.
You know, see, I'm sure you can find it very quickly on X, the original exchange. So I'm pretty good at determining things that are fake and things that are not. If you notice, I've been like batting 1,000 on these. Like the Dana White, Howie Mandel thing, fake. Knew immediately. Spike and Evan, fake. Knew immediately. This one, I wasn't 100% sure, but I believe that this is a real bickering session.
Sometimes when we athletes talk to you radio people or TV people who don't really play but love to talk about it or love to be around it, you love the sport, which is fine.
If you can't play it.
Talk it.
Yep.
So, and we get into your grill a little bit and have a little fun at your expense. The middle, you guys get a little bit upset and you get a little bit short with us.
That happens.
And we, when we gather our athlete conventions and talk about things, we laugh about these things.
All right. So let's take a listen. This is courtesy of the Yes Network. This is Michael Kay and John Flaherty going back and forth a few days ago. Now, since they have made up, so just so you know, that's part of the story. But this is what everybody was talking about.
The middle of a residential neighborhood.
Yeah, and you know, you weren't very talkative on the bus this morning to the field. But as I was driving here, I was thinking it'd be great to get a place that's close. You can walk back and forth. I know you mentioned Don Zimmer living out in the apartments out in center field. But I just had a lot of time to think on the team bus today because it was just very quiet.
So you'd rather me be chatty. I wasn't feeling great.
I haven't seen you in a long time, right? You don't work road trips anymore when I'm on the road. So I thought we would catch up, but it quickly was evident that you weren't in the mood. So I gathered my thoughts about how it would be nice to live close to Wrigley, walk back and forth to the park.
Interesting narrative that you're putting together. Because I've been told by executives that you prefer to work with Rucco. That's why you two guys are matched up all the time. I mean, that's just what I heard. I don't know if there's any truth to it.
I just put it together that the road trips you don't want to go on, that I end up working with Ryan Rucco because we're willing to work the games on the road.
Ground ball to short.
There you go.
Swanson.
There you go.
I mean, that was...
I love that. That's
listen, John, I don't pick out my schedule. I go where I'm told. I'll be very chatty tomorrow.
No, I just want to make sure that you're okay. I was a little worried about you.
I think you were worried that I wouldn't be talking much on the broadcast.
Okay. So, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
You got those.
They were zinging each other back and forth.
Yeah.
But I think there was some truth to it.
Yeah, sometimes when you zing each other, you go like to the heart of the truth. And
then all of a sudden it hurts, and then the whole thing, and then whatever. Like
you realize what you're in the middle of, and you're doing it on a microphone.
Well, anyway, it was entertaining though for the most part.
So and there's no way, like if Michael Kay doesn't have to go to Detroit, Michael Kay doesn't have to go to Oakland, he's not going.
Yeah,
he's the lead guy, and he probably gets to pick out the games he goes to.
And he does a radio show every day as well. So. Yeah.
So you got to love the work ethic.
Yeah, and he's been doing it for years. So
he's got to be my age, right?
Yeah, I would think so. Right around there.
So he's cutting back.
Yeah, good for you. So
he's like, you know, what's going to end up happening? It's going to be just like John Sterling. When Michael decides to step down, he'll come back and just do the playoffs.
Yeah, kick Rucco out of there and slide right next to Flaherty. He'll be pissed off about it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.